Log Talk Radio.
Chan Rajin, Bismillah Rahman Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbi Laihimi, Rahman Rahim, Maliki Humidin. We are the Block Talk Radio Station, coming out of California under the guise of Amin Muhammad, who is said that this show is sponsored by Sister Claire Muhammad Sim School. First thing we like to do is open our talk with a prayer call and fight to God. First we would say it in the Arabic language, and then we would say it in the English translation, inshallah. Humale shaitan rajin, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbi Lahid Amin, ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Maliki Omidin. Iyaka nabudiyaka nasta'in, ad-dini sarata mustaqim. Sarata uladina anto alihim, Glory magdubi alihim, waladoni amin. We seek protection from Allah, from the rejected enemy Satan, the outcast with the name of God. God is most gracious, most merciful. Allah is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Thee alone do we worship, and thy aid we seek. Allah, please always continue to show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favors on, and not of those who rapid brought down, or none of those who go astray. Amen. We like to greet you in the best of the greeting of all the greetings of the world. There's no other greeting match this greeting, because this greeting comes from the Creator himself. And that greeting is Assalamu Alaikum. Only means God peace be unto us, or to you. And that obligates all of us to keep the peace. And when we keep the peace, we won't have time or have any problem with a war. We won't want to fight, don't want to be bad. We only want to be the good, natural human being that Almighty God have created. So we greet you in the best of the greeting. We welcome to the Block Talk radio station. We are a little late tonight because technical difficulty, but we got it straightened out. Alhamdulillah. So far, it's great now. So we're going to get started tonight. First, my name is Abdullah Akbar, and I am a co-host worker here with my wife, Daya Akbar, who is a co-host worker here also on Sundays and Tuesdays. And I have a Suja Muhammad, who is working here as a co-host worker, but him and his wife, Quran Muhammad. But Brother Suja will not be with us tonight because he has been sermoned to go to the masjid to help plan the great plan of making the community grow. So we will be missed. We pray to Allah they get a lot done tonight. And we also have another co-host worker. It's called Abe Muhammad, coming out of Columbia, Georgia. And we also have Brother Ibrahim Abdullah, who is the imam, that's coming out of Atlanta through LaGrange, Georgia. So we like to get started on our Block Talk radio station. We're sorry about the delay. May Allah continue to bless us tonight to enjoy this great coming together on removing all these false images, unnatural images, unneeded imagery that have been put in the world, we said, by Satan himself. These are Satan handiwork, put images up, and we could sit down and discuss and talk to each other. We can see where all the hatred come from. We can see why racism is a sickly disease coming from a human being that God created. God created us all good, and he said that's the only thing he accepts is good. But the human being can be misled, mistreated. He can be blinded, and any man think he's better than another man. How blind can you get? No, you'll see no ant taking that attitude. No creature like the bees and other insects. Even the animal world do not take that attitude that we take, that what you call racism is an unnatural attitude that any human being takes on, then that human being become a problem for the rest of the human being. And that's why we had so-called slavery. Right? You call it slave you want to. It was a terroristic act of a human being having a gun and having the knowledge on how where he lived at, and he controlled it with guns and weapons. And the people he brought here to work to build this land didn't have no way of stopping them to do what they did. But Allah said, whatever they have done on this in this earth, they're gonna pay for it on the other side. Meaning that's a life after death. That's life after sleep. God woke you up and gave you another opportunity, and in doing that, He's telling you that you are, when you wake up in the morning, you have another opportunity to get it right. But when you pass on, when your body stop operating, your heart stop beating, then you are with your Creator, getting the rewards you earn or the punishment you earn. No one can leave this earth without getting what he earned here on this earth. So we thank Allah for the Block Talk Radio station. And we're going to turn it over. We see we got some guests in the queue. And we're going to let one of the cohort workers go first. And then we're going to bring the others right after them. Sister Karan is on. We're going to bring her up. But anyway, we're going to have a good night. May Allah bless us all to say what is needed and what is best. So I'm going to bring brother from Columbus, Georgia, brother A. Muhammad up from Columbus, Georgia, and hope that he's doing well, him and his good wife from that years of service in the Army and years of service in the community. We hope they are doing fine. So I'm going to bring him up, brother. Hey, Muhammad, assalamu alaikum. Brother Muhammad.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Well, you ain't on screen. I'm going to turn it over to you, let you say what you got to say. Assalamu alaikum. You got it.
Wa alaikum assalam. But first of all, may Allah's peace and blessings be on everybody in the cube and out of the cube. Udu billahi bin shaitan ni rajim. This bin dad of man ni rahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We pray Allah that He will bless our efforts in this opportunity to express the message of concern, and one of the many ways that Almighty God has given us in the Quran on how to deliver this message of concern, so it will free, inshallah, if it be His will, those who want to be free. We thank Allah that we are coming into, as the world knows, and we thank Allah so much for that, that this final revelation called Al-Quran, very few people on this earth, especially those who are of scripture, people who have been sent other revelations in the books that we call Bible, the Psalms, the Gospels, the Torah, and other books that we don't know of. But we know that many, many human beings since the creation of Adam, that Almighty God Allah has always sent us the guidance. And all we have to do is recognize that with our free will that He has given us, so that we can try to continue to reach our destiny, life after death, like Brother Akbar was saying. So we pray Allah that we understand that Almighty God Allah is asking us this month of Ramadan coming up, and since today will be our last opportunity on this time before, inshallah, maybe Ramadan will come in. We thank Allah that we have, again, a chance to talk to those of you who are not of the Islamic faith. We invite you to join in the knowledge that you have of this Al-Quran, the life of Prophet Muhammad, the month of Ramadan and fasting, and many more things that you have learned from the many, many Muslims who have walked this earth for the last 1,443 years. So we know that there's many of you, especially the scholars amongst you, the wise amongst you, those who are seeking God's help from the guidance of the Bible or the book that they received before this final revelation. We know that you have access to this opportunity to join in on a unified final to rid yourself from the many, many idols of worship that Satan, the enemy of the human family, has been given man all these years, and the law has always freed them from it, for he best know what our destiny is. So we pray, Allah, that you will join in and anything that you know about Al-Islam, anything that you know about Ramadan, anything you know about fasting, you know, doing this final revelation and of the Quran, share it with each other in private, share it in your private thoughts, or share it in your prayers to Almighty God Allah, that we bring about the peace that all of humanity is looking for once we get past these false images that keep us divided and on our controlling our emotions, controlling our intellect, controlling our whole creation. We have to get free from this oppression, this slavery of knowledge coming from the shaitan. And we know that one of the things that help man to relieve himself from this slavery is prayer. So we pray Allah that we will all, as much as you know about the Bible, the Quran, the Torah, and any books that have knowledge in it that refers, turning to Almighty God Allah, the one God, the creator of all of us, take that knowledge and pray with it and ask for Almighty God Allah to help free this planet from the illusion, the false grip, the false images that Shaitan has on the man, on the minds of the human family, when they already know all they have to do is just turn to Almighty God, their creator, to free themselves. So we pray that that happens. This is a very important opportunity to reflect on all the distraction that Satan has put in the lives of the human family and how Almighty God Allah has came and rescued us over and over and over again through our prayer. We know all the prophets of Almighty God and messengers of Almighty God, they prayed when they needed help, when they needed a miracle, when they needed an example to help others with. They prayed for it, and we know in the history of Revelation that Almighty God Allah has always answered the human beings' prayers, individual prayers, and as well as group prayers, and the prayers that we are aware of and the prayers that we are not aware of. So we pray that we will remember that in what we are witnessing now in this world, 2022, again, we need prayer. Prayer to free us from the things that have slayed us, that are giving us the wrong image of what our life is all about, and we see that it only produces hell for each other so far. We're still killing. We're still doing things. We're still murdering. We're still robbing each other. We're still enslaving each other, you know, because of this false image that we have of our creation. We all know we come from one soul, but we still act like we all are individuals, souls, failing to realize we have a connection that can't be broken. So regardless of how far we get away from each other by listening to the false language, the false whispers of the Satan, the false ways of life he's been giving us, the false values that he's been giving us, you know, we still going to be connected because we are created from one soul, and that wheel will not be broken. We only think that we are separated from each other, that we are different from each other, that we have this right and that right. The only right that we have is to worship Almighty God Allah, the one God, and those who he has used as an example to always turn to him in prayer, to ask for our faults, our wrongdoing, our weaknesses, etc. Thank Allah that in this approaching Ramadan. This is a time, paraphrasing, that when Almighty God Allah has told the believers that he sends down the angels so close you can almost, inshallah, you can just imagine that they're so close that you can almost smell them. And they come down because they want to make sure that every supplication, every prayer that is made during this month of sincerity, reconstructing, abstaining, restraining, your focus and put it all on praying to Almighty God Allah. He commands us to ask for what we really need. So we have to ask ourselves, what do we really need? We want the devil out of our lives. We want Shaitan go where Almighty God Allah has already said that he is going. And inshallah, Allah, if it be his will, he go by his own self. That's how powerful prayer is. Prayer can make your creator, he says, make him, command him to give you what you really need. What he's been telling you for all these years since the creation of Adam. But we won't ask for it. Or we don't ask, oh my God, Allah, to get rid of the reason why we don't ask for it. Because of the whispers of the shaitan in our own souls who think that the whisper that shaitan gives us is the answer. When the answer is prayer. For our repentance, for our success, and most of all, what every human being wants after this long, long journey from Adam to now, and that is peace. We should make sure that during this month of Ramadan, when Allah said he commands us, he sent all the angels all the way down to hear everything in our heart or whatever kind of prayer we make, and they answer it. They tear it straight back to them so he can answer it. And all we have to do is have a unified prayer for peace in the end of the shaitan. Don't you know we can pray Satan out of our lives? We have proof of that. Like again, like every miracle we ever seen in the history of our existence as human beings, we've seen that men and women and children, when they prayed for a miracle, when they prayed for help, when they prayed for support, when they prayed for rain, Almighty God Allah gave it to them. And every prophet or messenger before Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught him those prayers. So that in these days and times, we should one unified prayer regardless of how that individual pray. But pray for the same thing. We know we all pray for peace. Remember how we let Shaitan deviate us? It was just only a few years ago, 15, 20 years ago, the human family was going towards world prayer, unified prayer. They knew for some reason that in our makeup that if we came together in prayer on a worldly level, that we would get worldly answers. Now think about it. We now are praying again individually and not as a group, not as a humanity. I remember the time we used to always hear was just have humanitarian prayer. We used to come together because of what you believe in and schedule. The world is trying to be as close as they can on a day or a few days or a week of world prayer for peace and to get rid of the breaker of peace out of our minds, out of our ears, out of our false reality that he gives us, and make things clear so we can get back to being what we created to be, the protectors of this earth, the protectors of each other, the protectors of our families. Prayer is something that we should seriously think about asking during this month of Ramadan. Ask Allah to pray, not just for our own self, for everybody, to get rid of the problem that everybody is having. And it's normal for the human being to ask Almighty God Allah to help us. But we have to come to that conclusion on our own free will. So Allah, this devil does, has got too much of my brothers and sisters that he's holding hostage. And he's holding his their car, their money, their lives, their desires. We need Almighty God's help for peace. We have to ask Almighty God, Lord, when he is telling us, I command you. See, when you command somebody to do something, you're letting them know that you already know that they are praying to you. But the things that you are praying to him for are not solving your real problem. Unity. Love for your fellow human being. Peace on earth. The best food. The best love for each other. The best schools. The best knowledge on how to worship him and cultivate this earth and protect everything that's on this earth once we get Satan out of our minds. Now remember, he's not in our world. He's in our minds. But we have to humble ourselves like the prophets and the messengers of God. You've seen all of them pray for God to help them in their time of need. You know, if you didn't know, like Almighty God loves, if you didn't know a mustard seed about the Quran or this month of Ramadan that is fit for all of humanity, support and be a part of this month of fasting and reprioritizing our prayers to Almighty God to help us live in peace as soon as possible in our human intellect. May Allah's peace and blessing be upon you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Allah Akbar. So anybody that wants anything, got anything to say, if this match wanted to come into the queue, we'll cut your mic on. We're going to cut it since started late. So let's cut it down to about 12 minutes apiece. And because we've got a nice board here. Okay. Oh, man. Okay. Hang on. Well, all praise be to Allah. So anybody got any, all got to do match one, to come on into the queue and we'll turn your mic on. So we thank Allah for Brother Muhammad. And Brother Muhammad, you hang around. Brother Sujar is not here tonight. So you're going to have to step in and step up, inshallah. So we're here to keep truth out front, that all the prophets of God had to contend with the idea that people make idols and statues and call them God. And we have evidence without any doubt that all these prophets that human beings occurred calling to the Quran come from the idea that they raise images up and call them God. God is too big to be put into any image, and he tells them. If he made this earth and made the things above the earth, don't you know he's bigger than the earth? But man, out of being raised in an environment where you just got to see something, they put up statues. They worship rocks and stones and animals. They worship everything, you know, because they had no control over their mind. They didn't try to discipline themselves. And now the best religion come on that make all of us one and all of us equals and one, and that is to worship God in spirit and truth And all of us are human beings created by God to be tested. And we're all passing through. So we thank Allah for this Broad Talk radio station. And we're here tonight to want to get rid of these images. The idea and the people that control and make money off these images, they the ones promoted. They said that our European brother was in Europe. Wouldn't bother anybody. That's hunting, fishing, and doing what he's doing. And here come these lying Jacobites telling them that God came in their image, that this is God look like you. And once them Jacobites got through telling that lie, the Caucasian man's head was so swollen, he really thought that this is his world. So he went out and he discovered China and discovered the gunpowder, and then he discovered he could make a weapon from that gunpowder, and that's what took over the world. But the world that God wants to return to us is a world of being human beings, being good and kind to each other, talking to each other, be able to reach each other with kind words and with truth and with truth. And this truth will bring about freedom, justice, and equality for all human beings. So I have my brother back, Brother Imam. He was going to be the first one to speak, but we had some technical difficulties. So we see that he's back. And Brother Imam, all you got is match one and come on in the queue, and I'll cut your mic on, and you'll be able to help share, because Brother Sujar is not with us tonight. He has to match it, making preparation to make the community better. So you, Brother Imam, match one, come into the queue on your telephone, and your hand will go up. Brother Imam, Ibrahim Abdullah. Welcome. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Alhamdulillah. Well, brother, you ain't no stranger here, and I know you have something to say about a whole lot of things. We know we're partly in the business hour, but you got a lot to say. You can add the business or mix it up with however you do it. You got it, my good Imam. Brother Imam Ibrahim Abdullah.
Yes, alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. With the name of Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, I only bear witness and testify nothing deserving to worship except Allah alone, who have no associates, no partners, no children. And I bear witness that the final revelation, as my brother Muhammad said, which is the Quran, came through Prophet Muhammad. See, we can't deny who Allah sent the revelation through. And we don't deal with color when it comes to Allah's revelation. Any of the prophets, the color doesn't matter. They were duty-bound by Allah to bring a message to the world or to a particular people. So we have to honor that. But once we started putting color into it, it blinds us, and it makes us no better than the people that we're trying to resurrect, or we're trying to free their spirit, bring their spirit back to where God created it to be, and move out. Like my brother said, I want to make a comment on what he was saying about Shaitan, Satan. As Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, he told his companion, which it was Abu Huraira, that you cannot kill Shaitan. The only one that can kill Shaitan or take Shaitan out is Allah. We know that Satan, when we line up as our brothers, and when we line up to pray, in our masjids, in our home, for our family members, he's there. But once you mention Allahu Akbar, you call the people to prayer, he runs, he flees. They say when he flees from the prayer area, he breaks wind. But once the prayer starts, they said that he comes back in amongst the ranks. So we know as Muslim, as our brother broke down the night, when we make wudu or wash up before we make prayer, we cannot make prayer in a broke wind. You can do it, and it's only acceptable if you do it if you're sick, on your back in your bed, and you have no other alternative. The greater force in the universe is always in remembrance of God. The remembrance of Allah is the greater force in the universe. So we are mindful of this character that they call Satan. And so once we come together to pray, we know that Shaitan is going to try to get in. So what they did, as a community or group of people that's in authority up on the mountain, they stripped the term God or Creator out of the schools. Why? Because where your children are at. And if you look at the world today, from the time they did that, our society has gotten worse. Children killing children. Children getting guns coming to the school to shoot up somebody in the school or just shoot somebody that haven't even done nothing to them. That's because they're not conscious of God. Now, let's go back a few more years before that. When we was in school, when we had a little break in the morning when you get your cookies and your milk, we had to say a prayer. The teacher would ask you to bow your head and let's say a prayer. So what did that do? That made a child conscious of God. Because that's the way it was explained to us. And then when we got home, when our mothers, grandmothers, auntie, uncle, when they prepared dinner for us, they told us, go wash your hands, everybody's hands. Okay, everybody sit at the table, and you know when you see that. And once you sit at the table, they said, now, let's bow our heads in prayer. Bow your head in prayer and ask God to bless you to nurture your body from the food that you're about to receive. So that, again, children was conscious. We were conscious that God exists. And we had the kind of mind that we always wanted God to bless us. We didn't have the kind of mind we got now, but we were headed in the right direction. So that's what Satan did. He started stripping the society of the consciousness of prayer, of God. And once he is able to strip you of your shame, then you're doomed. When you come out and you have no, you show no remorse, no shame anymore, you belong to him. So if we stop playing and let the people know, once you do that and you continue to do that, then you're a devil. There ain't no in-betweens. That's what you say, you're eating good or you're bad. Okay, you're eating God-fearing or you're a devil. But you don't know this, but that's what we have to bring it to you and try to help resurrect your spirit. Once your spirit is resurrected and given the right guidance, then that spirit will latch back on to the concept that God exists. And this is the way I'm supposed to go. Okay, so with that, since we're 2 minutes over 8 o'clock, let me tie this into this if I can, inshallah, if God is willing. How can we build a society or community if we cannot bring the people back to prayer? I don't want nobody among me that is not God-fearing or that's not God-conscious. We want people around us that fear, have the fear in their heart that God exists. And as long as we know that he exists and we continue to pray to him like the brother Muhammad was saying, our prayers, it will keep us conscious and mindful of that Satan exists. So you don't take a chance and play with your life. Because, you know, once you get a little, give him a little edge and he snatch you, only by God's permission can he allow you to come back or he take you on to doing with him. So this is what we have to do in preparing the people to build a community, taqwa, that is conscious of God, that is God-fearing. So we say taqwa Allah, being conscious of Allah and having fear of God in us, and to establish the community life and business life on La ilaha illallah. There's nothing worthy of worship but God. And how we do that is taking the blueprint and the guidelines that he sent down to Prophet Muhammad and all the other prophets to take that blueprint. It's like when you buy a car, you get a book with it. It tells you how to operate that book. So if something happened in your car and you take it in, the first thing they ask you, did you get a book? Yes, sir. Did you read the book? I didn't read all of them. Well, this, you're going to have to pay for this. But had you had read the book, you'd have been more cautious, more mindful what to do with the car that you have, and it wouldn't have messed up on you. So the same thing with your life. Our body is almost like a car. So in our blueprint, our Lord told us to do what? He said fast. Fasting is described to you as it was described before your forefathers or people before you. Meaning that people before us that came, they fast. And your fast is for God. Your fast is not to lose weight, get skinny, draw all up, malnutrition. No, it's not that. Your fasting is to become conscious. Huh? And give reverence to the one who created you and brought you in this world. And then whatever happens in the fast that's good for you, God had did, he had blessed you. And that takes me back to this. And Prophet Muhammad said, may the presence and peace and blessing be upon him. He said that every dua that the believers make, this is all the believers that believe in God, every dua that they make, he said that Allah answers all duas of the believers. Then he paused and told the companions. He said, the only thing that you have to do when you make dua to Allah is to be patient. Now, he put that stipulation there, that you have to be patient. So when you make dua to Allah and ask them, it's going to be answered. But you don't know the time. It may be 5 years. Something big you ask for, Allah said, well, I'm going to try you. Now, once Allah bless you with something that you asked him for, or you ask Allah to bless you to get away from smoking, drinking, whatever it is, and he accepts that and pull you away from that, he tells you in your nature, he said, okay, I'm going to bless you with that, but here's your next trial. See, you got a trial coming right up after that. And when our prayers in the Quran, when in the Quran it says that after struggle and toil, from ease. It said, but after that, still work hard and turn all your attention, turn all your mind, your attention to your Lord. Why? Because another trial is coming. So you've been successful, but now what you're finna do is prepare yourself for the next one to come. And the more you pray, the more strict you get to ward off or stay away from the thing that God had asked you in the blueprint and the books that he sent down to the prophets and messenger to stay away from them. Now, just think about the people don't pray. Think how weak they are. And they think they're living a good life. Drinking, women, men, smoking, getting high. And they think they're strong. I got money, nice home. But now, when you enter that grave, everything that you got, that you call yourself, or even your woman, belong to somebody else now because you're not around no more. Everything you got to leave it. And all of the wrong that you've done is the only thing that's going with you, your good and your bad deed. That's why when God bring you up in the resurrection and judge you, all the things you thought you got away from, I'll be right there. So how can we build a community with people like that around us? We have to have people that's conscious and aware of the things that could go wrong in a community. So you got a board. You got vanguards, which are vanguards are the protectors of the religion. So we have vanguards in our community that patrols our community day and night. Know who to let come in on our property, who not to come in, because this is what we're trying to do. What we're talking about building is a community life. And our leader, Imam Wadi Muhammad, told us the most important thing to the believer is community life. Not only is it important that we also protect community life, meaning the more conscious we become in our prayers, in our preparation to make prayer, What happened? We've become stronger as a community and have the life that God has offered us in that community. Just like making prayer in the morning. Our leader asked us, say, when do Fajr go out? Now, you know, people in these communities, when the Adventist call in the morning, 5 minutes after, they're making Fajr. That's not Fajr. If the word Fajr means to break, well, you see the thin light come in between out of the darkness. That is Fajr. That's when you're supposed to call, they come and make prayer. If it's dark, that's not Fajr. So these are all the things that in our community life that we would be doing, because we would have a Masella built in the middle of our community, if God willing, and a corridor from every building, a home, that you can walk down and come into the Masella, the prayer area. And it would be called on time, and we would make prayer on time. We're not going to pray when you call that damn 5 minutes after that, then you up calling and coming. No, no. That's not what Allah said. Prophet Muhammad never did that. So when did Fajr go out? Our leader told us Fajr goes out when the sun casts a shadow. Now, the sun may cast a shadow in Decatur. I'm over in Atlanta in Fulton County. I don't see the shadow yet, but they don't stop praying. It might be a minute or two before I see the sun cast a shadow. That's when I know Fajr is out. So all these things, God has blessed us to learn. And what we want to establish in our community that we talking about building. And yes, from this day on, inshallah, if it pleases Allah, if God willing, we're going to be the community that knows how to make decisions. And I'm saying that because no one is going to put their life in your hand if you can't make decisions. People want people that's responsible, that's adult man enough, that's a grown up. After they make a quorum together and they talk about it, make a decision. And no one, I don't want to be, I know you, I don't want to be nobody's community that can't make no decision. Because little children, they make decisions. You ever seen little children play? Okay, here comes little Tommy out the house and James out there waiting on him. Tommy come out with the ball. He throw the ball to Tommy, and Tommy throw it back. Now, when James get tired, Tommy get tired, what he say? He said, give me my ball. He done made a decision to take his ball. He going back in the house. That's a child. We talking about making decisions with people's lives. So I'm not going to bore you too much with that. We got to come back to scripture. That's the only way you're going to be saved. Why say scripture? Because scripture is what guides you. It guides you from where you're sitting or standing or laying down. It guides you all the way back to your creator. He helps you to put your life back in order. See, right now your house is out of order. Your kitchen where the bathroom at, the bathroom where the kitchen at, the backyard where the front yard, and vice versa. You have not got your house in order. So here we come, your brothers and sisters who love you, who love God first and Muhammad more than we love ourselves, and then we love you. But what do? We help you to get your spirit, prepare your spirit properly to meet your Lord. I come to you in peace, brothers and sisters. I'm going to lead you in peace. I'm sitting here listening. And all my other brothers and sisters, come on. May Allah, God, forever bless us. And make us the people, act on the principle he gave us, and make us the people that he wants us to be. See, we say, oh, Allah, make my life what you wanted to be. Not what I wanted to be, what you wanted to be. As-salamu alaykum.
Well, as-salam. Thank you, Brother Imam Ibrahim. Man, that was okay. Alhamdulillah. So anybody else want to attribute to this conversation? See nobody else hands up, so I'm going to bring Brother Muhammad back up because I know he got something that Moses said, so I'm going to bring him back up and let him continue to share. And anybody else want to raise your hand, you bring you back up. Bring you up. Which I mean, match one on your cell phone, your telephone, and we'll bring you in the queue. Brother Muhammad from Columbus, Georgia. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
I had people.
Again, man, life.
But you got your hand up. So you got it.
Again, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon all of us in the cube and out of the cube. And we know this is part of the business hour, so I want to start off like this here. During this month, it's coming up for us to rectify and beg Allah, the creator of all the worlds, to help us get the balance back into this reality by getting the unbalancer out of it through prayer. During this month of Ramadan, we know that there is a day called the Night of Power in it. Can you imagine? And it says, what is the Night of Power? And it said it's something like, paraphrasing, you know, it's something like 1,000 months. Can you imagine that Allah bless us through our prayers and our fasting during this month of Ramadan to show that we want that power to free ourselves from the darkness and only use the light that is in the dark so that we can see, like we say in our language, 24/7, the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. Can you imagine, like we said in the movie of Bilal, when he said, 83 years of peace. That's what Allah said we would get if we fast with sincerity, if we refrain and remember him during this month of fasting and ask for his help through this prayer, a power of prayer, that he would give us a way out of the darkness of that creature that's locked up now. And we can see now. We're fasting. All of our senses are coming back to us. All of our feelings are coming back to us. All of our brain cells, our intellect is jumping now. We all turning toward Allah and making those sacrifices and those restraints to not let the memory of the darkness that Satan had us in from last Ramadan, though we made progress. But we want freedom. Allah wants us to be free from the darkness and learn how to use the light that's in it so that we can see, how he said, the unseen. But just think, 83 years, that's what Allah tells us in the hadith, that this night of power is equal to 1,000 months, what comes out to do a little more over about 83 years of being free from the darkness. Because remember, this also is somewhere in the 10 days, last 10 days of this month, of focusing on Almighty God Allah with our prayers and asking for everything that leads up to being free to worship him and him alone. And then Allah blesses with 83 years, inshallah, if we pray like that, get ourselves in a position like that during this month that's coming up, the Allah said he will bless all of humanity with the power of night. And how do you see in it some of the things that we already done seen? We done seen the atoms. We done seen the neutrons, the electrons. Wow, man, we could just have that night of power to come out of Ramadan with and establish the light of the real world, of the end of the world that goes into the new world. All of the things that are in the dark that Allah is holding for us to see, as our sincerity grows, he reveals the secrets of the dark and how it goes into light with the light that's in it, and then how the light goes back into the dark to show us where it came from. By Allah's permission, Allah knows best. But we have to look how important this prayer is, what supports our recognition of Allah. It is the most important principle, consciousness, reality that we can have that reminds us who our Creator is and who and where and what time we are in and who can lead us out of it. His messenger, Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who represents all of the help that he's been given to humanity since Adam. So no one is left out. And really no one's left behind, except he who wants to be behind by not understanding the meaning of free will and taking that will and putting it in the will of your Creator with no cohesion. No one forcing you or nothing, but you're doing it because it's your natural inclination. Once Satan is put back out of your mind by your power and your faith and your submission to Almighty God Allah, we should be get ready to strive for this night of power. Allah bless us with a mujahideen to come and teach us how important our first Ramadan, important it is to regain this difference, this talking about everything else when God is bringing us the light of the dark and revealing to us a whole another reality that he's been letting us just beginning to peep at. So we pray a lot. We pray. We got to get this prayer. We got to establish prayer for everything that we want, not just for victory, not just for progress, because if we pray for Allah to do with us whatever he want to do with us, and everything else is already in place. We have the earth. Allah brought us out here and gave us the whole planet. And he done gave us a whole universe that we can see and can't see. And we letting what Shaitan like to do. He's talking from the darkness, having us in dialogue with him about something that does not exist in the light. He got us in his reality, in the dark. But we can free ourselves if we gain during this month for Allah to free us and give us the night of power. Give us that night of the power to get rid of Shaitan and send him to where Allah has already prescribed for him to do for his rebellion that he's trying to make us do. So when we understand, like we do understand, and we do know, because it's been made clear to us by Almighty God Allah since the creation of Adam, to ask for forgiveness and get on the straight way. Take your will and put your will in his will. And then the enemy who thought he was better than you will no longer exist in our reality. And we are the best of creation. There's nothing out front of us, the human being, nothing so far that Allah has revealed. He said we are the best. There is nothing ahead of us. That's why those of us who are coming out of the final revelation, out of the Quran, will be the first ones to enter this paradise behind the leader who Almighty God Allah has given as a guide to carry us to the paradise if we model his example and if we gain this night of power, because this month belongs to Allah. And he has put in it a power beyond our comprehension that he has sent to us by Prophet Muhammad. And Allah, I don't know why we said we're talking about something that made us lose what we was talking about. We want, especially in this world, we want peace. We want light. We don't want no darkness, no dark souls, no dark this, no dark nothing. We know we need clarity that's inside of the darkness. Allah is so wonderful to us. To be able to look in the dark, close your eyes, just hide your kid, and you can see clarity. And the light. Clear light. Just to thank you for Allah bless if we need it. To free ourselves from the darkness of this world. The psychedelic. The false light. You don't know where the real light is. You don't know where the clear light really is. So we have an opportunity again. Like I said, we can. Those of us who have faith, we can in our human language, in our desires, Allah Alam, we can put a crushing blow on Satan. If we pray for Allah to keep him locked up 3 years, 4 months, that will lock down. I'll lock him up for 83 years. 1,000 months that you have to build paradise, it might be to build a paradise. Once we get to that part, we know that we will have 83 years of nothing interfering with us in the destiny that Allah has created us for. It might be, and we know we're going to the Jannah. We know we're going to paradise, to heaven. Maybe we will, but it says, like Prophet Isa said, we will make kingdom come right here on earth. We'll be done. The work will be done to bring it here. There's so much we need to focus on that's waiting for us during this wonderful month of Ramadan. We want to try to get that night apart. We, the community of Imam Warfi Muhammad, and the Muslims here in North America, and anybody else who is aware of a mustard seed of the Quran or the life of Prophet Muhammad, and especially knowing that this is a month set aside for all of humanity to ask God to put, in our language, in our paraphrase, to ask him to lock Satan up and send him on through the hell and all those who he have already prescribed to go to hell and et cetera, et cetera, and we be free to come out of this Ramadan with a great celebration. And bring it down right here in our reality. We're still here. We will know after this Ramadan, Al-Islam, the Ansar, whatever they might want to be. But they believe in one God. They believe in the God that they see that comes in the Quran, the God that comes in the life example problem. They see it. And they want to get behind it because they know and begin to see that we are one creation. One humanity. And our freedom. They know the Muslim. They know the Muslim's freedom is their freedom. Just like they know in their language and their understanding that the, for the lack of a better word, they know the black man. They know the slave. They know the African American. They know in our freedom is the freedom for the whole planet. And we done told them that we have been blessed to know that our freedom is only in submitting our will to the will of God. And we have another month. Let's make this the last. Just like what this is the last revelation. Because the Lord gives it up a call. Allah said, anytime you ask for it, I'm going to give it to you. You ain't got to be by with Satan. If you know he's not going to fool you no more, y'all have come unified. Y'all one community. You one thought. Don't you who are believers. When you come together and lock shoulder to shoulder, and if you make that prayer, what Allah tells us, make this prayer like it's your last one. But also, if you come to that some understanding, to ask Allah, I said, please, Allah, make this our last, make this the last prayer we have to make to have you get rid of Satan. And then Allah also tells us, but pray like you're going to live forever because we're starting a new day if we come to that type of prayer. If we have that much faith in prayer, so when we pray that Allah will go ahead on and accept that we are firm in our faith in him and our worship in him, that we do not need to be tested by Satan anymore. We know he ain't better than us. And he cannot make us think that he has something better than what you have given him and us. and we can get it. We should strive hard for the night of power, because there's many people on this earth, many scholars who are not Muslim. They know more about the month of Ramadan than most of us do, because they've been praying, if they are the imps of the shaitan, that we never or get unity or want for our brother what we want for ourselves. Want peace, equality, freedom from all these schemes of the shaitan. His imps are working hard. Now remember now, Satan will be locked up during the month of Ramadan, but his imps won't. And that's go for the imps that's inside of us. So may Allah bless us to build this world. Like Brother Emmanuel said, we got to build this physical, material world until Allah say you don't do it like he told Ibrahim. You don't have to sacrifice. You've already
all
made
right.
the sacrifice.
All right.
I mean.
Well, thank you, Brother Muhammad, for that excellent reminder and business and what we face with Satan and his problem that he bring about. So thank you for that. May Allah continue to bless you. And let me, let me bring.
Allahu Akbar.
Got your hands up, Brother Ibrahim Abdullah, bringing you back up. You got it.
As-salamu alaykum.
Well,
I was just looked at the world news while Muhammad was talking, and just said we had just commented earlier there was another shooting in the Carolina school where a 12-year-old came to school with a gun and shot and killed a middle grade school child, and 100 police rushed to the school, so I guess they made the arrest and charged him with murder. But just go back to what we said. How can you tell me that we are conscious and that our children are conscious when our children have the mindset to pick up a weapon and go and kill somebody, taking a life that they don't even own? That's why when we come on, anytime you hear us talk, we always say, we open the back woods and testify that nothing deserves to worship except Allah, except God. We're telling you what we worship, and we tell you how we worship, and we're showing you that the one who came with the revelation, fire revelation, Muhammad the prophet, may the peace and blessings be upon him, taught us how to pray, and that's the example that we follow. So we got an example. Our children, parents, are being irresponsible. They're not even being they're not even being examples for their children, because the mama and the daddy, in the frame of mind, they got to work. Both of them got jobs now. So you throw your child to anybody to take care of while you're gone, and you don't know what they put in your child's mind. You think you do, but you don't. But you're so in a hurry, you and her, to get out to get to your job for 8 hours or 9 hours, 12 hours a day, that your child has been misled. And then your child wind up killing another child that he don't even own the life. So what we're saying is that you have no, let's long talk about directions. You're not responsible. And what they should do is lock the parents up. And I think this will cut a lot of this crap out. Yes. So something is wrong. And we had already spelled out Brother Muhammad, Brother Akbar, Sister Dayah, Sister Queen, Brother Mubarak, Sister Lala, myself, my wife, Mrs. Mary, we had already spelled out what's wrong. If you didn't take a good look at what we're saying, you can see the wrong. So what you should be about is getting on your children. But no, this is what you want to do. You want to get your children some other color shoes, different color shoes to put on, raggedy pants in the front, a loud shirt with writing all on it. This is the kind of mind that they're in. Crazy hairstyle. Hell, all on their head, twisting all that, looking like worms coming out the earth. And they're not sane. They're insane. Because you had led them to be insane when you should be more responsible as a parent. So we got problems. And we can't start with the children first. We got to get to the parents. You got to go to the one that's the cause of it. Well, say, no, I don't blame it on Satan. Now, I'm talking to the parents. The parents are the ones that are responsible for their child's action, because God placed you over them till they get a certain age. Within that time that he placed you over them, you should be tutoring them, making them more responsible. Not irresponsible, making them more responsible of life and how precious life is. Instead of the game every time they come home. The first thing they do, drop the school books on the floor and run and grab the remote control to the TV or throw that game on. You should have to come and say, have you done your homework? No, Mom, Dad, I'm forgetting in a minute. No, you're going to get up right damn now. And sometimes you have to use psychology on your children. You know, and I give you an example of what I'm saying. Excuse the language. I told my sons to take the trash out one day, and they didn't do it. My children never heard me use foul language or bad language. But they were sitting on the floor playing the game on TV. When I hit the door and I said, gee, damn it, I said it hard. They jumped back and looked at me. I said, get up and get to the house. Right. And they broke their neck getting that. See, I had to use psychology on them. I had to use a term to them that they can understand, because that's what's in the street, to make them realize that I mean business. And I never had that problem no more. I don't know when your dad to get like that. No, I ain't never see dad like that no more. And I asked the Lord to forgive me. But I don't know what I was doing. The Lord knew what I was doing. Because I wanted to be a responsible parent. My children did not watch TV 3 days out of the week, sometimes four. I would make them get a book. My daughter was 6, 7 years old in school, and she could read a 12th grade book. My sons and my daughter, that's what I could hear them in the back the day they didn't watch TV. No. This is what it's saying. Look what this book say. It say this. See? I know it. Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. See, they did it this way. But that's because I did not allow them to get attached to the TV like that. And then when they disobeyed what I said after that, I took their phones. We had four phones. Because they're in high school, junior high. When one of them did something, I took all of them phone. So the one that did something could get their phone and call their friends or whoever you want to call and talk to. So I left out the next morning going to the store. But I took the batteries out of the phones. And no sooner I left that door, they rushed to the phone. Now I could tell they messed up the phone because they weren't in the position I put them in. So I came back in. I said, I took your phone from you for 3 days, right? Yeah, Daddy. I say, these phones been moved. Who touched these phones? I said, that's right. You don't have to tell me. Now, your 3 days have became a week now. Oh, Dad. I said, I got the batteries in my pocket. I knew that you couldn't stand to see those phones there and don't mess with them. Now, see, you got 3 days, and you're just on your first day. You got a week now. And your TV is cut from not 3 days to 4 days now. So I put things there to make them think. And not that you've been an evil or bad example to them. You're trying to prepare them for the world. And you're trying to instill in them responsibility. When you say freedom, when you let your children go out the door, that's freedom. So now that freedom to them has got to be responsibility. Because they got to be responsible for themselves now. So I told a person one time, I say, you know, Allah tells us the Quran that paradise lies at the foot of the woman, of the mother. What that mean? Let me tell you what it means, what my understanding is. When that child grabbed that curse still and that mama, when it started walking, every step mama make, that child make. Otherwise, the mama, if paradise lies at her foot, every step she take, she's leading the child to paradise. But what is she giving the child to lead the child to paradise? Responsibility? But she's giving the child what? Not only is she giving the responsibility or making them conscious if that paradise lies up, she's giving the child. Listen to this now. Not that if the paradise lies at her foot, she's making that child responsible, leading him. Every step she take toward the right, the child is there. So what's she giving the child? Stability. Giving the child stability to stand on his own, to make his own way to the paradise. Because at that point, he got to cut mama's skirt loose. But this is what we're talking about. We're talking about giving the community life that we're trying to build directions and how we're going to handle our children. Allah bless us with the land enough to build a family home. We're also going to build our own detention for our children to get out of hand. But it'll probably be more of the children still in society and in these communities that will break away, and we can get them and we have a place to put them and to bring them back to their senses. This is what we got to do if we're going to be true leaders, because that's the kind of leader Prophet Muhammad was and all the prophets, and that's the kind of leadership that Imam Muhammad gave us. He took the leadership from Prophet Muhammad, who he loved, incorporated it into his life, and then gave it to us. So since Allah favored him and seen that he was worthy to lead us, then Allah gave it to us as a leader, and then he favored us. Favor you how? He favored us to follow what he was going to bring us, coming from Allah and from Muhammad. Think about that. We have to be more responsible. Our women's had took on our women took on a challenge, a giant challenge, just dealing with us. Dealing with who? Dealing with men's, allegedly men's, they can't even make a decision. Let's prove that. Somebody knock on the door. Baby, come see me at the door. If it's so-and-so, tell them I ain't home. If it's a man that I got all the money, tell him I won't be home, but I pay him Friday. And she go to the door, and she get a man or the person a line. Where's the responsibility at? See, she raised us, as I say, to be responsible, giving us the ability to stand on our own. And that's what the woman, she's not geared toward a Cadillac car, a mink coat, a dime marine. We pass that. She's looking for a man that's got strength that can lead her and her children. That's what she needs. She needs that in her life, and the children need that in their life. That's how responsible we got to be. She led us to be responsible and gave us the ability to stand on our own. Now, since she gave it to her, now she want to sit back and say, now lead me now, and I'll follow you as long as you're right. So we always come to your peace, going to lead your peace. That's the matter. Come on. As-salamu alaykum.
Allahu Akbar. Thank you. That's a sad story, which is true, about a young child went in school and shot another child and killed it. It's like Satan getting two for the price of one. One gone and one here to suffer for the big mistake that he made. And we know that child learned from adults. He didn't teach himself them bad habits. He got that from the adults. And like you said, some adult is responsible for what that child did. So we pray that and hope that the families find peace. Because you're right. When I was going to school, and long as prayer was in school, we had some kind of humbleness, some kind of respect. We had some respect and humbleness by ourselves. Although we was praying, we're praying wrong. Although we were praying to a person, we had some fear of God in us. And now they took God out of school, and we want to send our children to a school. One of the most important places that child has to go and learn, and we don't want God mentioned in that school, the devil don't want God's name mentioned in that school. So you're right. You're making robots out of our people. You're making sensitive people out of our people. You're making Frankensteins and one you made a movie about, Wolfman and Jason and all the rest of them, out of our children. Homosexual. Two boys going together. Two girls going together. This is what the public school is producing. Tattoos everywhere, all over their bodies, pretty bodies, good bodies, and an attitude just like the rappers, cursing, swaying, pants hanging down, molding and shaping our children from the TV, from the magazine, in the violent movies that our children see. So, yeah, we haven't been parents. We haven't been the kind of example for our children that can't be questioned. Imam, he had it put in the paper about this woman had this boy that she was raising. She gave him everything. Every time he got in trouble, she supported him, gave him what he wanted. Didn't try no kind of discipline with him. So when she came to see him in jail, he made like he gonna whisper in her ear and bit her ear off. They asked him, why did you bite your mother ear off? And he told her, he said, when I got in trouble, you never tried to stop me. When you see me wrong, doing wrong, you never interfered and tried to encourage me to do right. You hadn't been no mother to me. He said, that's why I bit your ear off, because you asked for that. You deserved that. So that should send a message to the mothers. And the mothers need a message, because they are the ones who was the first teacher of the child. I know men got to play their role too. They didn't get that child by themselves, but both got to make better choices. You got to follow what Allah says. Allah says marriage come first, and then come the confirmation, then come together. But this world says drive the person like you do a car, drive her around the block. If she keep running, then keep on driving her. And this world also said, why pay for the cow and you get the milk free? So we live in a messed up society. When we are losing our children, that little boy, those two boys, that hurt me, because I had to raise 9 children and help raise many more. But that really, that really touched me, knowing that some child is dying because of that child ran into a dumb, unresponsible adult that had led him to where he is now. And now he got to pay. And he didn't see it coming. He got to pay many sad days because he didn't think. The only thing we can do now is pray that he run into some good Muslims on the way that will help him. And if they decide to let him out, he will have a life to hold on to, because the life they want to give him in jail, it's the life they took away from him when he was going to school, and they want to take away the belief in one God and give him an idol to worship, an idea that don't make sense, and call it God to worship. So we're going to pray here in Atlanta that one, two or three boys shot and killed an old man in this neighborhood. And they caught two of them, and the other two is on the run. So that's 4 for the price of one. One is dead, and the other four got to pay the price. And they just like being in a freezer. They in jail. They can't do that much, huh? They ain't gonna teach them how to read and write. They ain't gonna encourage them to get a college degree in there. They ain't gonna encourage them to learn how to fix a car, a transmission, or fix a jet, or these new cars. They not gonna even try to. They're gonna put them in there and house them, and let them get better, get cured the best way they can get cured. And that's gonna be hard to do, putting in jail with all them crazy people already there. They don't even separate the crazy people.
Everybody
in there the same. So we see this problem. So let's see if we can be an aid to these people. The thing we are saying is a lot of people on the outside heard that. We can remake this world and make this world a better place, because what we're saying is nothing but the truth, and that is what missing from our people. They've been urged to do and think and go in and where they please without any fear of God. And because of that, that's what we see today. So I'm going to bring Brother Muhammad up. Muhammad, you want to come back and say a few words before we get ready to close out? Let Imam close out with a prayer. You come on, sir. Fresh up for a few minutes. We'll let Imam close out with a prayer. So you got it.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Just want to say on the same subject about the boys, and, you know, we have to pray that during this month of Ramadan coming up, that we'll get the full benefit out of the life that Allah gave Imam Morsi Muhammad. You know, all these years he's been teaching us the uswa, and we're using language like model, example. See, you know, we have to also see that he told us, you know, that we have to teach our children, you know, the uswa of Prophet Muhammad. How he thought, how he made decisions, you know, how he reframed and controlled his anger, like the main things he told us. So I'm just saying that for the short time that we have, that it's very important that we remember what Prophet Isa said. He said, "When he, the Comforter, come, you know, and he would lead you into all truth." See, these children need to be counseled. See, Shaitan used the deeds and actions, the shooting of another child and things, to keep us from seeing the real evil that he's put in their mind. What can a 12-year-old kid learn about emotions or rationale or logic to make him think that whatever he felt this other child done to him, that he went outside of himself and picked up a gun? Because learning from it, like you said, our parents are not leading no good example, but they responded like grown-ups. They figured getting the gun and going to kill another boy will resolve the problem. But the thing is, we have to make sure that Allah help us get the uswa and the model example of Prophet Muhammad into our children. You know, and Imam Muhammad has said the same thing. That's why he said, "This is my leader. If y'all don't teach your children, follow his example, to use his logic, rationale about dealing with everything, because Allah said whatever he says, if it agree with the Quran, use it. Because after Allah, this is Allah's messenger. But we have to make sure that we deliver that message by remembering our children need counseling, especially in our time. They need counseling. These kids need counseling. They need the uswa of Prophet Muhammad in their minds. Because Shaitan, that's where he's hiding at, in their minds. And he used their deeds and actions, being homosexual, murder, shooting drugs. That is a distraction to make us ignore what is going through each other's mind by not having the will of Allah and the uswa of Prophet Muhammad in our hearts and our intelligence. So we have to lay the groundwork of quit denying our children the sayings of the prophet, the logic of the prophet. We got to get rid of this image of letting Shaitan still put in our minds that the Prophet Muhammad was an Arab, and we unconsciously are blocking and not accepting the leadership of even Imam Muhammad. He said, Prophet Muhammad is my leader. But we have a psychological block because of the racism, the prejudice that's been put up against the believers by Shaitan in our souls and in our lives, to where we won't even turn and ask each other for help. Because we still, even though we say we don't believe in racism and that, but because he was an Arab, because he's an African, because he's though he's a Muslim, comfort and counsel each other. But our children are the casualty of that. Just think of that, a 12-year-old boy, what kind of emotional feeling he had to think that he had to do with with the world that showed him to do when you hurt like that. However this little boy hurt him in his logic, in his rationale. Because we know Shaitan was right there in his mind telling him, you ain't going to take that. You going to take that? He hurt you. His brother boy probably was crying on him with the gun. You know, he's telling himself, listen to Shaitan, I'm going to kill him. I'm going to kill him. And come back there with that gun and shoot another child his own age who had no idea what they was doing. But once that gun, once that action, when that deed and action is done, and then in closing, that's why it's important that we understand that with knowledge of this Quran and knowledge of the life of Prophet Muhammad, if it ain't put in deeds and actions, so that our children can see the actions of a servant of Allah in the way that the resolve and control their intellect, and control their emotions, and control their logic, then they're going to continue to act like devils, like the way we act in front of them, slapping each other on world TV. No, why? Come home and shoot your own wife in front of your children. Or your wife shoot you in front of your children. It don't have to be you. The next door neighbor husband killed his wife in front of their children. And our children happened because we live next door, know about it. It's already, Shaitan has already penetrated their mind. But if we are teaching the Uswa of Prophet Muhammad and get rid of this prejudice that we have against the Muslim world, I thought us Muslims have a deep-rooted psychological dislike for each other and don't even know it. And that's why our deeds and actions to build a halal society or build what is right, we refuse to do it. Because Shaitan has our will in his will. And because of how much he let us think we're going to do this and we think we're going to do that, he knows that as long as we don't put it in deeds and actions the way that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was assigned to do by Almighty God Allah to show us how to build Al-Islam on this earth, no one has the example. Shaitan is still laughing at us. Figure out what we already know. Just wanted to say that. On your brother, Imam.
Yes, sir. Thank you, my brother. We got a minute or two. Let's keep in mind what our brother just said. We have to love Prophet Muhammad more than we love ourselves. We have to carry that love that he extended through his companions all the way down to us. That's the love and respect that we have for what Allah sent us through him. This message is great. It's the only thing that we have found in our life to free us. So what I've done, I'm going to close out, and I hope that my sister is ready after I make this closing prayer. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات Wata wasal bil haqqi. Wata wasal bil sabr. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, alhamdulillah. You're getting it together now. Alhamdulillah. Thank everyone for coming on. Sister Daya is going to come and make this round of prayer. It's a dua. Everybody did great tonight. Thank you all the guests that came. We're here because we are trying to get this image out of the world, not just in America, but throughout the world. This image have caused all of the problems. Maybe have caused some of the problems why we won't come together and open business, because maybe some of whatever they deposited, they were telling a story about their doctors, how they did African-American male and how they did the African-American woman. Some of the things they did to us, you had to be a monster-minded person, a jealous-minded person to do what you did to many of us. So, and sometimes that same evil, that same passed down into our genes. And we suffer from that problem, and we don't know why. So we may have a woman pointed that out to us. She's trying to find the prayer now. And so she, alhamdulillah. So we thank you.
Alhamdulillah.
You got it.
Yes, you can have fun. There you
go. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, I cannot manage this life myself without you. Please make of my life what you want it to be, what you prefer it to be. Do not allow me to act on my own. Help me to act only in obedience to you, Allah. We hear and we obey. Forgive us. We are asking your forgiveness. I mean, do what I recommend.
Amen. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon everybody.
Alhamdulillah.
You want to bring it from us?
My brother. I sure was, and she sent it too. I'm glad you remind me so I can tell you, yes, she sent the greeting.
Oh, no,